Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1552, air date April 3rd, 2025.
Truth, Freedom, Health, Be the Light here and now. And that's what I want to talk about. The fact is, the program, the community that we're creating and the solutions helps everyone be the solution. To the extent we moan and groan about what's going on, which is very important to expose the reality of what's going on. But we also have to really sit back and understand, what are you going to do about it, right? What can you do? The great news is we have created a platform that enables, the key word is enabling. It is an enabling curriculum and technology that enables you to do something. I'll give you an example. I think myself, Ryan, thanks, you can take the video. Myself, Ryan, Christina, Kirk, Noel, who are leaders in our movement. They're great guys because they have skills in business development. Ryan, I think you're a real estate agent, right? Christina does human resources, Noel does digital marketing. And they've gone through their journey. They have amazing skills that they bring to it. And we want to, and it's coming from them. It's not like we're forcing Ryan or Christina to do this. They themselves came from different backgrounds. They went through the Truth from Health Warrior Scholar program. They're now in the Systems Health program. And like the lights are going off. Like they're realizing, wait a minute, I can actually make a change with all these tools that the movement has created. I think Glenn, at the recent Systems Health thing, you made a very interesting observation. You said, wow, I'm having a watershed moment, right? Do you want to share that sort of aha that you had with everyone?
I can.
Yeah.
Well, part of it was my, personal interest in finding the compounds in natural products that can help with certain inflammatory diseases like cancer. And because the establishment, shall we say, conventional medicine likes to keep this to themselves. But what Dr. Shiva had released is just an example of a, shall we say, a paradigm shifting, completely invert. Now we're leading the way. What he released with the ALS paper was that he's able with Cytosolv to really isolate or put together those pathways, those proteins and molecular pathways that are most involved in ALS. And of course, what he pointed out was it's not just the local area, it's a system. They're being influenced from some of these proteins from all over the body. But at the very end, he shows you what they are. And I've been looking for that my whole life. That's what I wanted to say. What is a NOX2? That's some kind of inflammatory thing. What herbs can affect that? And countless hours scouring PubMed for this information. So with a little skill, you can actually look up these pathways. He's already told you what the real ones are. He's way ahead of pharma here, by the way. And you can find out, you can kind of cure yourself. I don't want to say it that bluntly, but it is. You're not chasing the med pharma here now. It's all there. He's brought it forward for you. He's saved us 100 years in finding these things. And of course, what Shiva can do is actually find combinations that synergistically work together, which no one else can. But like, yeah, he's showing you there. And at the end, he lists them all. These are the ones that are most effective in ALS, most affected. And you start to look it up. You grab one and say, okay, what herb compounds would maybe modulate or affect this pathway? And you'll actually get some compounds coming up. Okay? So this is allowing us huge power to, maybe push back against some of these conditions and without them. Okay. You can take it from there, I think.
Yeah. So we're just giving you one example here. Okay. What we are doing is we've completely disintermediated the way that science works. Today, the way that science works, and this is one of our solutions, but I want you to all understand what you have at your disposal. So if you take a disease like ALS, which affected Lou Gehrig, okay? Great baseball player, right? Overnight, he's done. He can't move his muscles. I just saw some really wealthy foundation gave the ALS Association $59 million. What are they going to do with all that money? Like, I'd really like to know, is anyone holding, the family probably made a lot of money and gave it to somebody else because I think one of their grandchildren had ALS. So you have these associations which are backed by big pharma, or they the promise of big pharma and the promise of big academia. And they go to very wealthy people who many of them don't know science, and they convince them, give me the money, I'm going to go solve it. You know, and by the way, the 59 million that goes, let's say, to one of these universities or these associations, do you know how many actually ends up in the hands of the workers who actually do the work? Less than 20%. The other 70-80% is going to the administrators. So the whole way that science is done is like ass backwards. Because people don't know a systems approach, people, you know, are forced to give their tax dollars to the government. The government then decides which academic institutions are going to get that money for different research areas, cancer, go down the list, okay? Well, who is deciding how the money gets dispersed? In the government, they have study groups. The study groups are headed by the department heads of those academic institutions. It's all insider trading. Okay. So that's over here. What we've done is say, we're going to use CytoSolve to look at what's been done, organize it to understand an architecture of every disease. We're going to publish it, make it accessible to everyone. And in those pub, in our analysis, we literally are understanding architecturally all these little pieces that were out there. And there's no incentive in science to put shit together. Everyone wants to own their little fiefdoms, okay? Because that's how they keep getting funding. They don't want to actually solve the problem because it could be economically not enriching for Harvard or MIT or Yale if some person over here solved the problem. You see, so they have to keep out all the riffraff like us because we're not in their echo chamber, okay? So what we are doing is completely fucking them up. We're taking all these pieces with CytoSolve organizing, and then we give it away to the public. All right? So what Glenn just shared here, and I think Glenn had this aha moment is, so if you look here, do you know pharma companies will never give this shit away because these are molecular targets that we have identified in that entire system that if you stop one of those, you can stop aspects of ALS. Now, we are starting to identify different compounds among the 10 to the power of 36 compounds in nature that can block this. But we're doing something even more radical. We are making everything open. Like we've created, like, I hate Wikipedia because they're a bunch of racists. Okay, that's another issue. But we have created a real Wikipedia of, so here is what we're saying causes ALS, neuroinflammation, muscle atrophy, or neurodegeneration. Okay. And then we found all the little pieces of information in all these places, organized it. So you can actually follow this. But then what we've also done is each one of these little pathways we've made accessible, and people can actually go here and click on every little link and find out where we got that information. You see, we've open sourced it. Are we perfect? No. But what we've done is we've said we've taken a crack at this and we're giving it away. And we're telling the so-called echo chamber of assholes in academia, if you don't like something we're saying here, tell us where we're wrong and we'll fix it. You see, we're totally transparent. So this website that we created will be the center of research for all ALS for the world. I hope you understand what we're saying. We've created, and we're doing this for every disease. I'll show you what we've done for osteoarthritis, okay? Same thing. So if you go here, we're doing this, and we're How much did we get paid for ALS? Zero. That family just gave, someone scammed them $56 million to give to the ALS Association. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with all that money. Do you need that much money to solve these diseases? Where are they actually going? Here's what we did with osteoarthritis. We're the ones who mapped out every molecular pathway in osteoarthritis. We can look at osteoarthritis where your cartilage starts degenerating. Look at what we've done. We've chondrocytes are the cells in osteoarthritis. We've looked at all the potential things that can land, like cytokines. IL-1 beta is, for example, a horrible cytokine which destroys and upregulates something called MMPP13, which leads to degeneration of cartilage. But all of this is from our effort. Okay? And you can literally traverse this and you can find, oh, look at ginseng. All these things, resveratrol can have effects. And so these molecular pathways we have made accessible to the world. Okay? So everyone in the world can see this. And they can literally click and they can say, oh, where did you get that? We don't believe you. Oh, okay. We'll show you. We got it right from this particular paper over here. Okay? Everything is transparent. We're not making any of this shit up. We're like the system integrators putting it together. All right? So what this means to you, what this means to you is we have created CytoSolve as an enabling technology, which is by the people for the people. Why is billions of dollars going into research and so little coming out? And the analysis and the reality is those in power don't have any interest in solving the problem unless the money circulates among them. So super wealthy people, they go to the right parties and they give money to other people they meet at those parties who happen to be the president of MIT or Yale. Then they build big buildings with their name on it, right? They're very happy because they're going to die in a few years. They want their name on a fucking building. And this shit keeps going on. Then researchers who are part of the swarm, massive egos, they get money out of it. It's just money circulating among the swarm. So what we're saying is we're going to take systems approach. We're going to interconnect all the parts. We'll publish it directly for people, by the people, for the people. Then we'll take this analysis, do the physical chemistry that CytoSolve allows us to do, start looking at all the compounds in nature people have purported, maybe indigenous tribes. Maybe there's an indigenous tribe in Brazil which said, oh, we have a solution when you have muscle issues. Oh, really? Give us that formulation. We'll run it through CytoSolve. Oh, I think I have an idea. I saw some YouTube video, whatever the hell it is. We become the source of scientific truth. We'll test it. And we find combinations. We as a movement will bring that to the public. Every one of you can be distributors of this stuff. You see, this is a real solution. We're not relying on fucking NIH. We're not relying on the government. We're doing it directly ourselves. Think about what this means. Now you have to say, holy shit, we have solutions. That means now you have to take some responsibility. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I got this disease. What should I do? Should I talk to Bobby Kennedy? Let's solve it together. So that's a very powerful solution. So you can be the light by completely flipping. You have to start flipping the narrative within your own mind. There's no one coming to save you. We have an enabling platform, which is way beyond AI. We can aggregate human knowledge. We can organize it. We publish it. Then we model it. Then we can look at things in nature. Wherever you're living, you may be in some village somewhere. Or you may have a grandmother who said, oh, yeah, when people have this issue, you can do this. There's all these pieces of human knowledge out there, bottoms up, but it all gets suppressed. Well, we can find out if it's true or not, then bring it out to the public, right? A completely different paradigm. That's a solution for everyone here. So you now have to take a very different approach. You have to start saying, oh, I can be, we had a guy this morning, Robin Doyle said, oh, what do you know about myocystitis? I have it and I don't know what to do. We said, Robin, why don't you set up time, 15 minutes with me? Why don't you head up that research effort? You could create an initiative within Truth From Health for myocystitis. You go find, go to the, do some research, find all these wealthy people whose families had it and they already burn through $100 million, giving it over there, call them up and say, give us 1% of that money. And we'll actually, within 1 year, we'll map out the disease. We will figure out compounds and we'll actually come up with protocols, like in 1 year. You see, there's no incentive for the swarm to solve problems because they have an internal insider game. Do you guys understand this? It's a racket. The racket is you keep extending grants, get more grant money, get more grant money, 70% the institutions take, and it's just a racket to perpetuate themselves. There's the thought of solving the problem is not even in their mindscape. It's about how much money they can get. Okay? So we have covered, just in this example, we've covered the fact that we have a systems approach to understand disease, but there's this larger system of corruption that drives research. They're never going to solve anything in some limited time frame. There's no interest in doing that. Jolanta, one of our warrior scholars, she bumped into someone who had cancer, and he himself just took an Excel spreadsheet, started looking at all these different compounds that could work. And you know, he's trying to do it on his own. Well, CytoSolve can help that. Bottoms up, you see, we take human knowledge bottoms up and we figure out what works and we give it back to humans. Science by the people for the people. I hope you understand that those in power have no interest in this kind of paradigmatic shift. They have no interest in bringing something like this out. That's one solution. Medicines by the people for the people. Andrew, can you bring up the flyer? So, Andrew, for all of you, when you join the movement, we have a flyer. You can go to people and say, look, our movement has medicines by the people for the people. You can be part of it. And you can hand them out a card. You can bring people into this movement. But people need to understand system science. So we're going to go on the street. We're going to say science on the street, right? So it's a big pharma is failing you. Now it's up to us. It's a great slogan Andrew came up with. You can attack big pharma all day. Oh, big pharma does this. Yeah, they suck. Yeah, they do. We all know they suck. But what are you going to do about it? What's the solution to fight big pharma? What is the solution? Like, no one has a solution. They're big pharma. Big pharma, by the way, has $1.8 trillion in their bank account that they haven't deployed. Cash. That's how much money they aggregated during the pandemic. Okay, that's one solution. All of you can be part of it. Next time you see someone talking about some disease or some problem, you should think, oh, their CytoSolve exists. Why don't we go do it? If you find some wealthy person who gives a shitload of money away, go to them and say, okay, the 1% you gave to cancer research, why, just 1%, why don't you give it to CytoSolve and see what we can do in 1 year, fully transparent. We're going to take your 1 million, we're going to put 100,000 here. Do you like it? Then give us more. Don't give us money if we're not solving anything. Who does that? Okay. So I want to let you guys know. So you guys can be the light. You guys can get on and find people, help people, bottoms up movement. Second, health education. There's so many videos out there right now about eat this, don't eat that, right? Everyone's seen it, right? You see a new video come out every day on YouTube. How do you take all this information and figure out what's right? Because ultimately, to help people, people are getting totally confused by what to do, what to take. They don't have a framework to see their own body. Well, that's systems health. Another very powerful framework. Andrew, you can bring up the Systems Health Institute. Now, this is something I worked on for almost 30 years, but we've taken Eastern traditional medicine and we've found the links to engineering system science. These ancient systems of medicine actually do work, but the problem is, just zoom in a little bit, all the people trying to the woo-woo people trying to talk about this have actually done it a disservice because they can't explain what the fuck they're saying. The breakthrough I made is engineering system science sees things as a system, and that's what they actually were doing. We've created a whole institute now. Anyone here can become a professional and get a master's in system self-education. Yes, there's a fee, but if you want to serve and learn, we make it easy for you to be part of it. We give major scholarships, okay? It's a very high quality course, but we literally have a program. When you come out of it, you will be a systems health educator. Health education is going to be a $250 billion industry filled with bullshit. You guys can learn it. And guess what? You guys can help people deliver the solutions that we are finding from creating these new medicines. You say, we can do that. There's, again, no one coming to help us. Systems health, all right? And then finally, you know, you hear Booby Kennedy, you know, they're, to them, it's a, I just talked to someone who's very close to his sister, Rory Kennedy. And she says, you know, everything Booby touches, he blows up. He screws everything up in his life. He's a fucking moron. He's brought in there to quiet people down, to think that he's going to do something. He hasn't said anything against the mRNA platform. He kept the person in the CDC who's the one who supported lockdowns and masking, okay? So, well, when it comes to food, we actually have a bottoms-up certification, clean food. And since we started announcing this, we have people coming to us, our own movement. We have someone who's created a form of fulvic acid from Russia. They want to get that clean certified. We have a guy who makes maca through one of our people in our movement. They introduce us to him, right? We have a restaurant owner in New Jersey who wants to basically learn how to the supply chain of bringing clean food to a restaurant. We're going to help that guy figure that out. So we can literally deliver. So you can go to a restaurant owner and can say, look, how would you like to start branding your restaurant and learning how to deliver clean food? He may not have every menu item clean, but he can go through our program and learn. So we can certify a restaurant owner or a chef. You can certify manufacturers. You guys can do that right now. Don't have to wait for the government, the USDA. And in fact, one of our volunteers works for the USDA. And he says, they're not going to do shit. Clean food, the certification we have can deliver it directly. So I hope you're realizing that we don't need these other people. If we focus, if we take something we enjoy and like, we have these platforms. And using those platforms, you can be the light. You can deliver clean food in your communities. You can deliver health education. You can deliver new medicines. Now, these three big solutions are platforms. But at the operating system is Truth, Freedom, Health, which educates you how to take a systems approach. The ankle bone is connected to the football, you see? So that's what we've created. One of the fundamental things all of you need to also do from time to time, if you can do it in the day, would be to really sit down in silence once in a while, at least one time during the day, if you can, for 15, 20 minutes by yourself. And just watch how your mind works, how many distractions are presented to you. And that same level of distractions is presented to people in the political world, thinking someone's going to come help us. In the spiritual or religious world, thinking someone's going to come from the clouds on Armageddon Day and help us. It's not going to fucking happen. I don't believe it. And if it did happen, great. But do you want to put your life, 70, 80 years of your life, hoping with hopium? I don't think so. I don't think that's a good way to live your life. So our movement teaches you how to think. We teach you how to fight, and we teach you how to heal. And our goal is to make each one of you be educators to go do this. We have the science. We have solutions. we just need you guys to take the bull by the horns in whichever thing that you enjoy, you know. We have a great leadership program. People are going through different phases. The biggest thing is for you to learn how to articulate this to other people. You know, like this guy that I met on the street, you know, he's singing, oh, I think, you know, I'm not sure what to do. I left the law. So there's a lot of these people out there. They're figuring stuff out, but they don't know where to go. They don't have an actual plan. Oh, maybe I'll do the convention of states. You know, you hear people, you know, constitutional assemblies, but they're not going to go anywhere. We're living in the modern world where the modern world is made up of systems. Things like AI are coming. There's all this stuff going on. You have to live in the here and now. And you have to have solutions for the here and now. And that's what we have. So get involved. So those of you who are new, if you did the intros, connect with a leader and get on the ground. Learn how to hand out flyers, right? Learn how to communicate with people. We now have the first Tuesday of the month, we do cytosol symposiums. We just did one on skin health. We have something else coming on, I think men's health next month. And you will actually learn the mechanics of what's going on. You can get involved in that. Systems Health does tutorials for people who want to go into that track. We have the clean food symposium we do the second Tuesday of the month. You see, so we've actually organized ourselves as a movement. Thursdays are where we bring everyone together, but you can go into these particular areas and get involved. You can even create a business out of it. Christina was saying, I wish I could end my other job and do this full time, right, Christina? You can do that. We're creating sustainable economics for people. Because look, if you believe in true market competition, if we have a better mousetrap than they do, we're going to win, which we do, just on a pure capitalist level. Okay? The fact that we got our ALS paper published in the leading journal in the world with $0, and it caused all these other numbnuts who've been in the field for 30 years to get really jealous and pissed off, and they've gotten millions of dollars in funding at Edinburgh and Oxford and all these places. Just think about what I'm saying. I hope the aha is going off. When you take a systems approach and when you do it bottoms up, it's like you have fire and they're still, you know, I don't know, doing something else. It's a completely different paradigm. It's the same paradigm that in 2020 and 2021, I used this little computer and I did video after video after video explaining vitamin D3, the immune system. That's how we reach all you guys. When you take a systems approach, you have a competitive advantage that they cannot match. Because a systems approach means they're going to go out of business. They don't want to go out of business. They don't have any interest in taking a systems approach because it'll actually solve problems. They want to create problems. All right, we'll take some questions. And when I want, so you can ask me anything you want, but here's the governing principle. When you ask a question, ask how you're going to be part of the solution. Okay? So if you're thinking about a problem, think about, well, how can I be part of the solution? I don't know if, I think there's two or three aircraft carriers out of the Middle East, right? I don't know if you've been tracking this. Some people are predicting Trump's going to bomb Iran, right? But everything Trump does is some shit over here, and then the real shit is occurring here. A very good friend of mine, who's one big finance guy, he says all these tariffs and all this stuff, you know, is going to have, you know, the big thing is what they're doing. They're still going to print money. The big picture, so they're doing stuff over here, but still they're executing economically what Biden did and Obama did. Nothing's fundamentally changed. It's a lot of theaters going on over here. So let's, any questions? Andrew, can you bring up the clean food solution and the systems help? So, and then we also want to let you know that, so that's clean food. And then there's a flyer that goes with that. And all of this is accessible for people. So you can go to businesses. You can tell them, look, people want clean food. They'll pay more for it. People are willing to pay more for better food, whether they're poor or rich. So no one should think they can't make money off of this. They can. and we teach them the numbers, et cetera. We similarly have one for systems health. And all of these are up on our site, so you can download them, and they'll also be translated to different. And notice everything's by the people for the people. Andrew, can you bring up the one for systems health? So everything has a card you can hand out to people, and then you can also give people a flyer. This is for health.
I'm not sure if we're sticking with this tagline or
that's
not.
Okay. That's okay, Andrew. That's okay. But you know, things are always a work in progress. The other piece we want to, thanks, Andrew. The other piece that I want to end with is that one of the most important institutions in the United States, for that matter, the world, is the Postal Service. And I've talked about this. And the former Inspector General of the Postal Service contacted me, you know, about 2 weeks ago. And he was attacked in 2016 by Trump and Mnuchin, who's a Zionist hoodlum. And they want to put the Postal Service under the Department of Commerce. If you look at the history of the Postal Service, it was created, it was really the bulwark of the First Amendment. A lot of people don't know this. If you were to go back 300 years or 250 some odd years, how did people communicate? You didn't have an iPhone. You didn't have fax machines. How'd you communicate? You wrote mail, letters. So Suresh would write a letter to Sean. Sean, you'd send something to Todd, right? People had printing presses and the Postal Service. Prior to 1787, the monarchs controlled the Postal Service. It was called the Crown's Postal Service. I don't know if you know, they would open up the letters of every colonist. They would read them. Total spying. They didn't want people to organize anything. So one of the critical things after the American Revolution, they created the United States Postal Service. And the United States Postal Service had a police force to make sure that no postal worker opened any letters. It's one of the few institutions that has that. Anyway, Dave Williams was the inspector general who ran that police force. But the Postal Service was created fundamentally to ensure the First Amendment could actually occur, right? You could print something, you could send it out. When social media came and people started going to the electronic media, these social media platforms were not done by we the people, they were done by oligarchs. So we now have all of our communications being controlled by oligarchs. We went from monarchs prior to 1776 owning communication, but it's now owned by oligarchs. You don't have the fucking First Amendment anymore. Any letter, any communication you send is being opened up, not by private companies, because private companies have First Amendment rights, and that communication is being owned by the government. So Dave Williams said, you know, I want to nominate you to be the Postmaster General. I want to nominate you to be the chairman of the board. So Trump asked me when I met with him what I wanted. I'm going to tell him, why don't you make me Postmaster General? But what Trump and Elon Musk and all these people want to do, they want to put the last vestige, the last bastion of free speech, which is the Postal Service, under the Department of Commerce. Once that is done, the government will be able to also open your print letters. Okay? It's gone. It's done. So, Andrew, so I have a document that I wrote many years ago. It's a white paper. Andrew, if you can bring it up. And we're going to put this up on a site. And this is basically going to help mobilize postal workers all over the United States. The biggest workforce in the world is postal workers. They do an extraordinary job. I don't know if you know, Amazon uses the Postal Service to get their shit delivered. They're subsidized by tax dollars. Okay? Don't diminish postal workers. They're one of the biggest workforces. Our movement is going to educate postal workers for them to understand who they actually are and to help mobilize them and to help understand that the Postal Service should be owning platforms by we the people for electronic communications. Andrew, can you bring that up? Andrew's worked on a flyer for that. So
the flyer, sure.
Huh?
Wasn't sure if you wanted the paper or the flyer. I got the flyer pulled up.
Oh, just bring it up. So this says, has the inventor, I didn't see this in here, it's cool. Save the USPS, you'll lose your free speech forever. So we're going to get on the ground and tell Postal Service workers that they are the front face. And remember that Elon Musk and Trump want to privatize the Postal Service. The Postal Service is a very interesting organization. It's quasi-government, and it's owned, in some ways, it's owned by us. So what's the back of it, Andrew? I think you have a back. And then this links to a page where we have a white paper. I don't know if you can bring that up, Andrew. And we're going to make this into a book. It was Why We Must Seize the Means of Communication Systems Analysis of the Engineered Decline and Strategic Reinvention of the United States Postal Service. And this is from my, since 1997, in all the functions that I had. But this is, again, a very powerful solution where we can mobilize one of the biggest workforces in the world to fight. And that's power, okay? So there's what happened during the colonial times with censorship. It's a whole historical analysis of why we, and by the way, the Postal Service workers are not allowed to strike. Every other worker can strike. So their rights are very limited, okay? But this literally is a analysis of why the Postal Service can be transformed into the digital age. And really, the Postal Service should be the people's network that combats social media oligarchs. Thanks, Andrew. So you see, we have solutions, real solutions. We go down to the depth, okay? So if you can put your question in the chat, so you're a little more thoughtful, then I'll read it and then I'll select you. But let's have a conversation now. You can ask me anything about how you want to help deploy these solutions. We have solutions. How do you want to contribute? How do you want to be part of this? Isn't it difficult? You can't bitch and moan anymore. You got to ask, what am I going to do? It's hard, isn't it? Because you've been taught to bitch and moan most of your life. You've been taught to look to someone else. Now you got to say, what can I do? Suresh and I were talking. There's a lot of Indian IT workers, right, Suresh? From South India, believe it or not. And they'll bitch and moan all day. And they'll talk about how great these Indians are from South India, how smart they are, right? The Tamil culture in South India is quite interesting. It's one of the oldest cultures. And they'll always talk about how they got screwed over. But you ask them to help out, and they'll never be there. So you have all these Indians with IT skills. They're working for huge US corporations to enslave people, to create all the technologies for AI and the surveillance technology. It's a bunch of retards, these guys. Seriously. Indian workers, IT workers, are using to enslave themselves. This is no different than what occurred during the times of the British colonialism. The British, French, and Dutch, if you went to 300 years ago when they came to India, it's a great book. There's a book called Clive, and it talks about how, you know, when the different European countries came to India, they came to rape India. But what's interesting, they had different feudal kings and they had different forces. Like the Dutch were there, the Portuguese were there, the French were there, the British were there. And what's fascinating is when you read this book, it'll say 5,000 French soldiers fought, you know, 7,000 British soldiers in a major battle. And then you actually read it, it's actually only like 20 French soldiers, like actually French soldiers from France. And the other 4,880 are actually a bunch of fucking Indians who are called sepoys recruited by the French to fight against other Indians. Slave fucking mentality. So you have Indians on the French side fighting Indians on the British side for a bunch of people to split up their land and oppress them. Does this make any fucking sense? So most Indians still have this slave mentality. So if you see Indians who come to our movement, ask them, why don't you take some of your IT skills and help us? Okay, you're here, you made it to America, you got, you know, you're writing letters back home. I got a BMW, got a house. That's what the goal is, right? Well, why don't you use some of your skills to help us? You see, this is what I'm saying. People have skills, they can do shit, but the brain has been mentally abused to think you can't do anything. You have to take time to pray or meditate at least 15, 20 minutes a day to sit in stillness, be still and know I am God. You have to realize the immense power human beings have. And you have to say, what the fuck am I doing? I'm going to live this much amount of life. What is the purpose of life? Do I want to develop myself? And what do I want to use my skills for? So we have created these enabling technologies, but we can't make you do it. You have to want to be the light. You have to want to be a solutionary. Okay? We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement.
The Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first US copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.